This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Fourth of July, we're here live on the DJD program. Well, two-thirds of us are here live. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, Jennifer is out blowing her own horn somewhere. And so here we are. Everybody stand up. Salute. Do as you will. Celebrating the birthday of our country. Do we have problems? Yep. Is it perfect here? Nope. But I'd rather be here.
But it's a damn good place to call home.
I've traveled around the world, and I'm going to do some more of that in the next few days, and I'm very convinced that we have it not licked here, but we have it. We've figured it out to a point. I mean, we always have to deal with these crazy people because they're, you know, the freedom brings out you're crazy. If you don't, in countries like China, you're crazy, they shoot you. Here, it depends on what, you know, how we measure crazy, I guess, or what you're doing to sort of demonstrate your craziness. But you can be crazy and get a radio show. You couldn't do that over in. Can you imagine what's his face? The conspiracy. What's his name? I always put him out of my mind because he's so.
Oh,
annoying.
I do too. Let's, I know.
Right. Anyway.
That guy.
So yeah, that guy. Him. You know, it's a free country, so there ought to be ways for people like that to express themselves, and they pay the price if they go over the edge, one way or another. Anyway, but we did have people fight and die, not only back in 1776 and the 1760s and during the Revolution, we first got here, people were fighting against the British and fighting against lots of other things that were tyrannical. We've continued. We have tyranny now. You look around at the political situation that we are in our country, and I can say this and not worry about repercussions. If I said this in China, I'd get shot. And you could go to many other places around the world. Europe, you pretty much can say what you want. And in certain places, I guess Europe, maybe South America to a point. But this is it. Very unique. We're very unique, and we just have to make sure that we don't let our own egos and money and greed get the best of us. Nothing wrong with making money or having money, but when it's all about you, it becomes distressing. And so to go back to the men who changed our world, the world of not only America, but, thinking about freedom, it's been spreading. It works in some places and doesn't work so well in other places. And I, frankly, question myself sometimes whether it actually works here because there's so many messes. But when you consider, who is it that said it's the worst form of government but the best or something? Was that Winston Churchill? Somebody said something along that line, and it's true. It is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. It wasn't perfect when the Declaration was signed. It left out a lot of categories of people that ought to have had freedom. If you're going to say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and justice for all and all that stuff, then you better mean it. And they didn't really mean it. But, you know, it kind of has worked itself out over the years. I was talking about, we've had a lot of conversation about guns because of what happened down in Las Vegas. But the statement that we would not be free were it not for guns is true. If we didn't have if the colonialists just had knives or whatever to fight against the guns the British had, we wouldn't have won. So the guns did. The guns' imagination, the business that we seem to have developed in terms of character, the independent streak that Americans have, that all developed at this time. So. Anyway, the 4th of July, what it means to you. Victoria's got a whole list of things, a laundry list of things that sort of poke into what this day, the 4th of July, is all about. Victoria?
Yeah, so tonight on NBC is the Macy's firework display, and that's going to have a lot of celebrity performances and things like that. That starts at 8 p.m. on NBC. If you want to see a Capitol Fourth, that also starts at 8 p.m. That's on PBS tonight, and that's down on the South Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. That's really always a beautiful display of fireworks as well, and it's set to the backdrop of the U.S. Capitol and the mall, and it's just
it's no matter
really
what,
gorgeous.
It's magnificent. Our capital city, the buildings that are there are just fabulous.
Yeah, and they always include shots of the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial.
Yeah.
It's really gorgeous to watch.
Flying into Reagan, you fly down the Potomac, and when you're looking before you land, you look around because you're flying right over all the Capitol buildings, and it just is fabulous, especially at night or maybe dusk. Yeah.
Yep, so that's also going to be beautiful tonight if you want to flip around. Both of those shows on NBC and PBS go from 8 to 10 p.m. And nothing says happy birthday, America, like retail. So do you want to take a guess what the number one thing that you can actually get the deepest discounts on today, on July 4th? You want to guess what the number one item is?
Barbecue pits. Barbecue machine.
No. Nope. Carrie, do you want to take a guess?
Toilets.
No. I'm just going to let Deb do it.
Toilets? It's a bit surprising, I'll have to say. So there's a market research.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Kara, you're not leaving me on the spot. Pick something. Pick anything. Pick your nose, whatever you want to pick.
One specific item.
I have to tell you something. I wasn't listening when you asked the question.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
The question is, what is the number one item in America today on July 4th that you can get the deepest discounts on?
Oh, okay. So we guessed a barbecue pit and a toilet.
I don't know where the toilet came from.
I'm going to go for you can get a big discount. Oh, what do people use on 4th of July? You can get a discount on an American flag.
Yes, flag.
Perhaps. However, that is not the number one item. The number one item with the deepest discounts today are mattresses.
Really?
Yeah. All the major mattress retailers, Casper, Sealy, Nectar, Tempur-Pedic, even some of the up-and-coming mattress companies like Helix, which is what we have. We love it. It's great. And Avocado, they have the deepest discounts. My guess would have been cars, because we got our car 3 years ago on the 4th of July, and they had a 20% off sale. And we weren't intending to buy, but 20% off kind of enticed us, and that's why we bought a new car. I would have guessed cars, but and grills make a lot of sense too. But yeah, mattresses. So if you're in the market for a mattress, today is the day. And so get out there and buy some stuff.
Hot
and happy
diggity,
birthday, America.
Dog diggity, what you do to me? Hot dog sounds probably special today too. Would you think? Buy hot dogs.
I would guess. Yeah.
All right. What else do you have?
That's it. That's all the 4th of July news for you. That's it.
Oh, okay.
What else were you looking for? We've got fireworks. We've got mattresses.
Yeah.
Retail sales. There are actually a lot of retail sales everywhere. There are a lot of really good discounts.
Today, 150 million hot dogs will be consumed. I would have thought even more than that. Huh? You think?
Isn't today the day that they do the hot dog eating contest? Is that today?
Yeah, maybe.
Isn't that Coney Island, right?
Americans consumed 2 billion hot dogs. And by the way, July is National Hot Dog Month. For those of you who think that
you're right about it being the hot dog eating contest today, that's probably where about 50,000 of the hot dogs go into those people's stomachs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always Asian woman who wins, right? It's never the big fat guy.
So
it's like the tiny Asian girl.
Because I'm not a big hot dog fan, but I'll still eat one if it's nice and grilled. But they just slurp it down with water, and they put the hot dog buns in water, and so they're soggy
so
and
nasty.
It's so disgusting.
Gross. I did read something. Bobby Flay, who has he's good at grilling and stuff. His 4th of July advice. You know how some people when they cook a hot dog, they slice it a few times before they put it on the grill. He said that's absolutely the worst thing you can do. And if you want a perfectly cooked hot dog, put it on the grill as is and don't do those stupid little slices. So there you go. There's another tip.
Coming up. The American Creed, 16 after the hour on the DJV program. We are in a free society, relatively speaking. There's a fellow named Charlie Pixley who's been on the air off and on with me telling his story for 20-some-odd years. And after he got out of jail, he went to jail for telling people about a Canadian source for a sulfur drug that would beat cancer tumors called 714X. And because it wasn't legal, the FDA hadn't approved of it because the drug companies don't want you to have this kind of stuff here in America. This is one of the things that we suffer from. We're in America, it's a great free country, but it really isn't free. Because if it was free, you should be able to get a hold of stuff like 714X. You can't. But this book you can get a hold of. It's called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. Maybe you want to buy a copy of it. It's all about the experience that Charlie had first time around selling. Well, he was selling a book. It was basically like this. What's changed? Well, the country's become a little more open when it comes to things like this. Even though the drug companies have big sway, they can't keep you from reading about something that maybe you find someplace else. Back 25 years ago when Charlie started talking about it, it was illegal even to talk about it. I couldn't talk about it. I couldn't mention it on the air. You couldn't write a book about it. It was, you know, so we've changed. We've come a ways in terms of freedom of information. So if you want the information on this product, 714X, the sulfur drug that a lot of people have used to treat cancer, the book called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X, available now at 714xbook.com. Use the code DJV for a free bonus and then also a generous discount. I think the knowledge may help you if you, you know, you can pass it along. Hopefully you don't need it yourself, but the knowledge is there. Power is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Order your copy now at 714xbook.com. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polident.
Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria. Polident. Clean, fresh, and confident. The American Creed. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrifice their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution and to obey its laws, to respect its flag and to defend it against all enemies. That's the American Creed. Did you ever learn that when you were in school? I had to learn it. I don't remember
having to memorize it, but when my dad became a U.S. citizen, he had to recite that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the result of a nationwide contest of writing a national creed, which took place in 1918. Thought you might find this of value here on America's holiday, the 4th of July, 21 after the hour, here on the DJV Show.
Moment. most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
I'm not a big fan of Three Dog Night. This is a great song. And we go into Throwback Thursday mode.
Know is the saddest experience you'll ever know.
That's for sure.
Yes, it's the saddest experience you ever know.
That's also true. So, one is the loneliest number. It's a song, you recognize this now, Kara?
I know this too, yeah. I didn't know the name of it, but I definitely know this song.
Was a moderately erratic group. They had success, really fabulous success with three or four songs. They were around for about 10 years, but they never could strike the chord that some of the other groups that were in the 60s and 70s, like the Four Seasons, and they just... They were too husky. I think maybe that was it. A little bit ahead of their time, perhaps. But the number five song from this week, we're going to go through all top five songs this week in 1969. This is number five. Three Dog Night. One. The loneliest number. Number five. The guitar is good. All right, so the next song on the list of top five songs this week in 69 is a song you'll recognize, although it never was that big a hit, for Marvin Gaye. It's a great song. Too busy.
Oh, I know this too.
Marvin, you know this song.
Yeah, I do.
It had all the great orchestrations that Berry Gordy put together with Marvin Gaye. And just listen to a little. You get it. My thinking about this era, remember I was the disc jockey back in this era. Maybe the songs mean more because I played them, all of them hundreds of times over the course of 10 years as a jock. And so if I go back to the history of Marvin Gaye and what happened to Motown, and then I compare some of the... I said this, I think, last week, the week before. When you bring me songs from the 60s, Victoria, mm-hmm. It's fabulous memory work because it showed you how absolutely different the sounds of hit records were. They were different genres. For example, number three is one of the most famous ballads Elvis ever recorded.
Need is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto, number three. This week, 1969.
People, don't you understand? A child needs a hand.
Elvis had broken out of his lapse. He kind of had a hiatus for a while from 66, early 67, until 68 when he did that big special. And then he got back to recording and he told some great stories and songs. And this is one of them.
Well, the world turns.
He never wrote his own music, but he could really
hungry little boy with the
make it his own.
Plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
Matter of fact, I think in terms of story songs, it's one of the first ones I really remember.
And his hunger burns.
Yeah, and it was so atypical of Elvis's music, too. Number two, Creedence. There was no such thing as a bad Creedence song. Never. Always made it work. So consistent as a hit maker. There's nothing you can find about this that's bad. Other than the name of the song, Bad Moon Rising. But another interesting story. If you actually listen, most people don't listen to the lyrics of songs like this. They just go along with a beat. But this is... Creedence Clearwater Revival, number two this week, 1969. Let me tell you the story about number one. This is a Beatles effort. Billy Preston and John and Paul had become great friends. So Billy Preston sat in with the Beatles, known as the fifth Beatle, played the piano, helped them orchestrate and arrange some of their tunes, and that's where he came in on this one. Get Back, number one, 5 weeks at number one during 1969, starting with this week. Get Back, the Beatles, and Billy Preston. Imagine going to jail and losing everything, having your book banned. Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion-dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Independence Day 2019, and the only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment says he's declaring his independence, Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, saying in an op-ed piece today in the Washington Post that he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties as he leaves the Republican Party. President Trump's new Salute to America celebration to be held later today on the National Mall in Washington getting mixed reviews.
We should be proud of our military, and that's why we're free. So I think it's okay to show him off a little bit. I don't know about what it is for him personally, but for the country, I think it's wonderful.
I disagree with it. A lot of millions of dollars being spent on an almost meaningless parade where there are people dying in Flint, Michigan without water. There are people in Puerto Rico still suffering from the hurricane effects.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour, 26 for the new hour on this 4th of July celebration on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, the D of DJV. Jennifer off today. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm thankful for that. Thanks for spending time with all of us, Victoria. Kara Schillen.
Hey, thanks.
Had to actually drive into the studio as she normally does today. And battle the traffic at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's a difficult.
She might be battling traffic on the way home today.
On the way home, yes.
Everybody
right,
piling in for all the festivities.
Got to avoid all those tanks rolling through the city.
Yeah. Avoid the tanks.
That's damnable. I don't go down there. I wanted to acknowledge folks listening to KBJA, AM 1640 in Salt Lake City. I have been on that station at least 15 years, maybe 20. I'm trying to remember. I went out there. That's actually where I met Jack Stockwell. He's from Salt Lake City and very important cog in the wheel of this program and the Good Day Health Show, which you can listen to every week at gooddayhealthshow.com. Just another one of the areas in which I try to foster my interest and bring people together that will help you out. So the old radio station, the first callers were KTKK on that station. They were at 6:30 a.m., and then they changed up the dial, got a bigger, stronger signal and that stuff. So hello to the people listening to KBJA, and thanks for your support over all of these years. Salt Lake is a beautiful place. I go see Jack at least once a year. He and Mary run their clinic there, and it's fabulous to be with them because they're great friends. Fabulous to sort of see how, you know, every city, every major city, there really is. One of the things to celebrate about America is our diversity. It may be that a lot of people, scratch a lot, some people don't like diversity. They don't like other people, are different than they are, and that kind of stuff. But, you know, the same can be said for the landscape, the topography, the geography, what you can see from sea to shining sea that is so unique in this country. Thank heavens, I've been in all 50 states, and there's nothing about one that's the same in another. And maybe you can make the argument North and South Carolina, a lot of the same sort of scenery. It may be the same about North and South Dakota to a point, but I'm talking about the uniqueness of some of our American cities. Although, you know, I would tell you Kansas City is a small St. Louis, and it kind of is. But you know what I'm saying. If you go drive across the country like I have many times, and you see what each part of the country is like, what it represents, the people are different, the looks of the feeling, I don't know, whatever, the energy. I feel a whole lot different energy in New York than I do in Los Angeles, for example. I just think the energy is different there. Is it bad? No. It's just different. I love the energy of Southern California. I like the energy in New York, but I don't want to spend a lot of time in New York. I love spending time in Southern California. I wouldn't want to live there all the time either, but I'm very thankful because I have what is, I suppose in a manner of speaking, the American dream. I can go where I want to go. I can be where I want to be. I do what I want to do with my time, and I choose. And Victoria and Kara have chosen to be here live on the 4th of July. We don't have to be here. Do I want to be here? Yeah, I'd love to get going, start my day with all of you, and hopefully help you in your chores or whatever's going on in the middle of the middle of the year, the middle of this kind of just fun. It's just fabulous, and I'm very thankful for it. Okay, ladies, you ready for the 4th of July quiz? Question number one. Which of the following is not a symbol of America? A. Washington Monument. B. Lincoln Memorial. C. Statue of Liberty. D. Golden Gate Bridge.
Which one's not a symbol of America?
Not a symbol of America. Want me to
I feel
go through
like
them
all
again?
Of them are.
And whose definition is this, like, an official, like, the reason why
the
they
Golden
were built?
The Golden Gate Bridge would be the obvious choice, but I feel like around the world, people see the Golden Gate Bridge and they know, oh, that's San Francisco, or they know the bridge. So, I don't know. I think all of them.
Nah. Well, they are in a way, but the Golden Gate Bridge is not meant, it wasn't aimed at being a symbol as the monuments in Washington and the Statue of Liberty is. They are monumental images that set the sort of tone for America, whereas the Golden Gate Bridge is a symbol of American know-how and ability that was created out of our having the freedom to be able to use our heads much as anything else. You wouldn't see something like that in China, for sure. Which is not a national holiday in America? A. Lincoln's birthday. B. Washington's birthday. C. Earth Day. D. 4th of July.
Earth Day.
Yeah.
Well, you don't blame me.
Have some.
I know. You think we have too many holidays.
We have too many holidays. But, no, but don't get me wrong. I think our focus on the Earth, the planets, the solar system, the sun, the galaxy, the universe is a totally teachable moment. I was watching Nova last night, and I came in. I got finished cutting hay. I just stopped because I couldn't see anymore. So I came home with Daisy, and I was fixing her dinner. And I turned on television and I fixed a bowl of soup for myself. And I'm watching on Nova this fabulous, very interesting, compelling story about black holes. I don't know if you've seen it because Nova sometimes repeats their shows. But if you haven't seen it yet, and the way they work and how we have one that I love the way they put it. There's one only 6,000 light years away from us. So that means what? Is it going to gonna dodge in at any moment. We could get sucked up into a black hole. I found out the black holes aren't really what I thought they were. They aren't really. They do. They have the energy that's that is developed by them. You can't even imagine the energy around black holes. And this particular one they were talking about was 15 times the size of our sun. And what is created around it. It's just fascinating to know what we, I mean, I guess it's fascinating to know what we don't know about the universe, about the world that we live in. Because it's very complicated. It really is. So on a day like today, you sort of give some thought to the world that's bigger than just your neighborhood or just your home or just your life. I think that's an important thing to do. Don't you think?
Isn't sure. It,
yeah.
I think that's something important to always kind of remember. Yeah. It's not all about you. Lift your head up from your stupid phone. Yeah, look around and,
let's see here. The Liberty Bell. That's in Philadelphia. The U.S. Constitution was written by, in the main, Benjamin Franklin, Elizabeth Warren. Where the hell did that come from? Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, or Thomas Jefferson? What's the answer, Kara? Jefferson.
She knows.
Correct. She does know. All right, so that's my quiz. I've said many times I like God Bless America as the best song for America. I don't like our Star Spangled Banner. I don't like it. I don't think it fits. But then I remember once somebody saying that one of the best songs was God Bless the USA. You know the difference between God Bless America?
Oh, I don't like
America.
That song. I like God Bless America. USA?
Yeah.
God Bless the USA is cheesy.
Yeah, it is kind of.
I don't like that song.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
God Bless America, I'm with you. I wish that was the anthem.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, think about some of the patriotic songs that we have and where they came from and what they represent. And I have said this any number of times. I've loved my country, 'tis of thee, sweet.
See, I don't like that either because
liberty,
it's the thing from the Queen. It's the but we just changed the words.
Yeah,
it's the same tune.
Yeah. How about the 1812 overture? There's something about.
I don't know that one offhand. I'm sure if I heard it, I would know it.
Yeah, it's a theme from the old. Well, you don't remember what you don't know what the Lone Ranger was. Lone Ranger was a cowboy show.
I thought it was a movie with Johnny Depp and Armie Hammer.
Well, it was, but it was originally a TV show in the 50s and 60s. So here's the 1812 Overture being performed by the Boston Pops today and pretty much everybody else. And we haven't gotten to the good part yet, right? This is Tchaikovsky wrote this song for the dedication ceremony.
I feel like I see this song when there are like explosions in movies.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, but it comes about as the explosions of all of the when you see all the fireworks tonight. This would get played.
It's funny. It sounds like a Tchaikovsky. I didn't know he wrote it, but it sounds like Tchaikovsky. If you think about a lot of the stuff that's in the Nutcracker, even
right,
it sounds like that.
Well, Tchaikovsky was a Russian. And he wrote a lot of stuff. This was first played in the Moscow church in 1842, I think. All right, did we get to the best part now? Run.
No, we've gotten to the end.
Huh?
I'm going to say, I think it's over, isn't it?
Now, where's the other part of it? There's another part of it.
I mean, that's what we started with.
It's not Throwback Thursday. You had your chance to sing. we gave you that segment.
it is Throwback Thursday. But all right. So anyway, we're working our way through the 4th of July. How do you do? And let's make sure you're getting a good night's rest. This is one of the other great things about America, where a guy like Mike Lindell, who has a background as an engineer, can wake up every morning to a stiff neck and say, you know, I'm fed up with all these pillows. I keep buying a new pillow. I keep trying pillows, and they all suck. I don't think that he said it just like that, but that's pretty close to what the reality was. So he decided he'd fiddle around with filler for a pillow, and he did. Came up with what now is the biggest pillow manufacturer in our country, vying to be the biggest pillow manufacturer in the world, MyPillow. 15, 16 years as an American institution. They make the best pillows, give you free shipping if you use the DJV code. Not only do you buy pillows there, but you buy mattresses, and you can buy mattress covers. You got nice dog beds, dog pillows, if you will. All-purpose cushions, travel pillows, the body pillow. You wrap yourself around, if you're not lucky enough to sleep with somebody that you love, you wrap yourself around the pillow. Sometimes maybe better companionship because there's no conversation. It's just any nighttime. Washing and drying is a part of what makes this pillow so unique. And the fact that you can try the pillows and you don't like them in 60 days, send them back, get your money back. That's really unique. Can't do that at Macy's. You can do it, though, when you buy pillows at MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code. You get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98. Huge savings. Huge savings on all kinds of things from 35 to 65%. Look it up in the catalog. See what you need. Buy with confidence. You don't like it, send it back. All this with the promo code DJV. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for fantastic offers.
Feeling sluggish? Bloated? Gassy? And, well, you know, want some relief? Try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Our unique blend of all-natural herbs go to work on your digestive tract, giving you, So before you, try our super strength formula. It does a great job removing intruders that jack you up. Thousands of people use Life Change Tea every month, so try it, because you're gonna love the way you feel. And here's a little pick-me-up. Order now and receive 10% off your first order by entering in 10 today in the coupon code. That's 10 today in the coupon code. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Enter 10 today in the coupon code for your 10% discount. Wow, feeling good never felt so good. Get some tea love at GetTheTea.com. Changing America one tea bag at a time.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Land that I love, stand beside.
It sounds like it was recorded in 1949, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Through the night,
it's a little
with
slow.
The light from above. From the original above. Patriots, you know, when you think about drunk Irishmen in Boston, that, that basically was what the original Patriots were. A lot of Italians and Irish guys, they all were street fighters. They all were very controlled, same as a lot of Irishmen and Italians today, frankly. So think about that when you think about who the original Patriots were. And we still can bless America. God has blessed America. It's cool. All right, 10 before the hour. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
About going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away.
I kind of like this.
You've never heard this?
No.
Oh my God, this is my favorite song from Little Mermaid.
I didn't
Sebastian,
see Little Mermaid.
The crab.
Yeah. So isn't Little Mermaid now they're going to make a movie?
Yeah, live action.
Is it Halle Berry in it? And
no, Halle Bailey. Now, this is where you're not going to like it. She is Halle. She's Halle of Chloe and Halle.
Those two kids.
Yes.
Oh, my God. No.
I know. That's why Karen and I were hesitating to even tell you.
Oh, my God. What a horror show.
She has been cast as Ariel.
I don't think she's actually a horror show, though.
Hallie, well, her singing's horror.
I mean, the singing is.
She can sing fine. She just can't sing Aretha Franklin songs.
Yeah. She can't sing many other songs either. Every time I listen to these two.
There were two circumstances. It was at the Motown reunion.
Yes.
I went to the Aretha Franklin show last March in L.A., and those two girls were up there. They were awful.
Yeah.
And then they were on again for the Motown tribute, I think, a month or two later. It was at the same on the same stage, the Shriner Auditorium in L.A., but I wasn't there. I didn't see it.
It was terrible because I saw a video of it. I feel like my mom saying, like, oh, they just scream through every song, but I feel like that's what they do.
So what is their attraction? Who's behind them?
Well, Beyonce kind of discovered them, so that's part of why they got put on.
What is there to discover? They suck, so she didn't discover anything.
Well, I think, is it Halle or is it Chloe who's on Grown-ish? Isn't one of them on that show? Yeah, but anyway, so Hallie has been cast as Ariel, and that's the lead in the live-action movie of The Little Mermaid. And I just hope she doesn't ruin the songs, because they're beautiful songs in The Little Mermaid. So that's my only thing. I hope she doesn't scream through those songs.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what else have we got for movie news? What's around? What do we hear how Chucker said, what was opening last night? What's the movie that opened?
Spider-Man, I think, opened Spider-Man. Last night, didn't it?
Yeah. Right.
Or did it open Tuesday?
No, it was last night. No.
It opened on Tuesday. Wow.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuesday, yeah.
But apparently it broke box office records. I don't know if that's just for Tuesday box office records or what. It's kind of hard. It's weird to me that they open on a Tuesday, but I guess 4th of July is a big movie holiday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Zendaya still in the Spider-Man movies?
Yeah, she's in it. And Jake Gyllenhaal and Tom Holland. I've heard it's really, really good. If I have time today, I might actually go see it because, I don't know. Those movies are a lot of fun, and Tom Holland is really great.
He's the Spider-Man of all, I think.
I saw. Well, you've all been talking about him, and he looked like that was a reasonable take. I just don't like it because when I saw the trailer, it looked like the same old CGI bad. Yeah, the enemy of mankind. It was all the same crap. I did see something about Jake Gyllenhaal, who posted a video, actually, showing people how complex the process is of suiting up. He plays Mysterio in the Spider-Man movie. And it just, I mean, you look at these costumes these people put on. We were talking a few days ago about this kid playing Spider-Man, and when he's thirsty, he has to put a straw through his eye. Because everything else is tightened up on him.
Well, his costume. I know. It sounds weird when you say through his eye.
Sure, the eye hole.
Yeah.
That's it. Right, yeah. But if you look around at all the news, the kinds of things that people are paying attention to are all these big movies like Spider-Man and, you know, the stuff that really, for me anyway, that the stories that are told. I just can't get enough of some of these great stories that are around. And the best one I can think of that has happened this year so far is Robert Redford, Old Man with a Gun. I thought that was a fabulous movie and didn't get much traction in anything other than what Chucker calls the art house circuit. But those should have... I saw it in a big theater, but I mean, I think those are the kind of movies that many people would appreciate. If the theater, it's like these big companies are giving over or giving into what the popular press is saying. You know, why are you paying any attention? If you have things that you like, whether it's books you read, TV shows you like, those are things you like. Why are you swayed by some idiot who claims to be an expert in movies, a critic? Why do you care what that person says?
I think Rotten Tomatoes, I think, has changed a lot of movie going, you know? Because people see, like Rocket Man had 99% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, and Bohemian Rhapsody didn't, but yet people love Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah,
so sometimes it's right, and sometimes it's not.
Terry Crews says White Chicks 2 is in the works. There you go.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.